Task 2. In this section, you're going to hear a true story about Muhammad Ali, the famous boxer. Your task is to give short answers to the questions below using the exact words you hear. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet.
This here's the story of Cassius Clay, who changed his name to Muhammad Ali. He knows how to talk and he...
If you are interested in boxing, it's no secret to you that perhaps the most famous boxer of all time was born Cassius Clay, and that he changed his name to Muhammad Ali. It happened in 1964, shortly after he won the World Heavyweight Championships and joined a religious movement called the Nation of Islam. You might also know that in 1974, just before the George Foreman fight, Ali stated that he could float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, and George Foreman wouldn't be able to hit him because his hands can't hit what his eyes can't see.
Muhammad Ali, he floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee.
However, very few people know what made this boxing genius become a boxer. It was October 1954, and Ali, who was still known as Cassius Clay, was the proud owner of a red bicycle. It was a Christmas gift from his dad. At the time, Ali was 12 years old, and he and his friend decided to visit a charity sale in the Columbia Auditorium. They left their bikes in front of the building. After eating the free hot dogs and popcorn available for visitors of the Louisville Home Show, they went back to get their bicycles, only to discover that Muhammad Ali's had been stolen. Someone took pity on the crying boy and told him there was a police officer called Joe Martin in the basement of the Columbia Auditorium, so Ali went down and found Joe Martin in the local gym. Joe Martin was not only a police officer, but also a boxing coach. Ali immediately went up to him, explained his situation, and told him that he would beat up whoever stole his bike. Joe Martin looked at the skinny kid up and down and advised, "You'd better learn to fight before you start fighting." After helping Ali fill out a police report, Martin handed him an application form to join the club. 6 weeks later, Ali won his very first fight on local TV. Joe Martin would go on to teach Ali the basics of the game, and together they won 6 Kentucky Golden Glove titles, 2 National Amateur Athletic Union titles, and eventually won a gold medal in the 1960 Rome Olympics. Of course, Ali never got his bike back, but if he ever actually met the thief, he'd probably shake his hand.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Here's the story of Cassius Clay, who changed his name to Muhammad Ali. He knows how to talk and he...
If you are interested in boxing, it's no secret to you that perhaps the most famous boxer of all time was born Cassius Clay, and that he changed his name to Muhammad Ali. It happened in 1964, shortly after he won the World Heavyweight Championships and joined a religious movement called the Nation of Islam. You might also know that in 1974, just before the George Foreman fight, Ali stated that he could float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, and George Foreman wouldn't be able to hit him because his hands can't hit what his eyes can't see. However, very few people know what made this boxing genius become a boxer. It was October 1954, and Ali, who was still known as Cassius Clay, was the proud owner of a red bicycle. It was a Christmas gift from his dad. At the time, Ali was 12 years old, and he and his friend decided to visit a charity sale in the Columbia Auditorium. They left their bikes in front of the building. After eating the free hot dogs and popcorn available for visitors of the Louisville Home Show, they went back to get their bicycles, only to discover that Muhammad Ali's had been stolen. Someone took pity on the crying boy and told him there was a police officer called Joe Martin in the basement of the Columbia Auditorium, so Ali went down and found Joe Martin in the local gym. Joe Martin was not only a police officer, but also a boxing coach. Ali immediately went up to him, explained his situation, and told him that he would beat up whoever stole his bike. Joe Martin looked at the skinny kid up and down and advised, "You'd better learn to fight before you start fighting." After helping Ali fill out a police report, Martin handed him an application form to join the club. 6 weeks later, Ali won his very first fight on local TV. Joe Martin would go on to teach Ali the basics of the game, and together they won 6 Kentucky Golden Glove titles, 2 National Amateur Athletic Union titles, and eventually won a gold medal in the 1960 Rome Olympics. Of course, Ali never got his bike back, but if he ever actually met the thief, he'd probably shake his hand.